So it's March 24th, 2014, the Monday night Chavura. The topic is going to be kashering for Pesach. So I think we're going to use the question about kashering ovens for Pesach and try to use that as a jump off for some Yerdera concepts and kashering Hechsher Kalim concepts. So the first source, Bamidbar Perek Lamed Aleph, is the parsha of clay midjan. So when they brought back the kalim from the war from midjan, so of course those kalim were used for non kosher food. So what does the Torah say that you have to do? Kol davar asher yavo ba'esh taviru ba'esh. If you want to kashir the kalim that were used in fire, certain spits and grills that were used to broil meat right over flame, so you have to do liban on them. You have to pass them through fire. The next four words we're going to get back to in a second. V'taher, say, ach b'mei nida yitchata. Oh, I can get to it now. It's a parenthetical. Talking about a different concept. However, there are certain kalim that you have to put into a mikvah. This has nothing to do with kashrum kalim. This has to do with hagalas, tvilas kalim, which meaning even if it has no bli, if you buy a new kli from a glass or metal from a non-Jew, so you have to put it into the mikvah even if it has no unkosher bliot in them. So that was those four words in the middle of the pasuk, and then it goes back to again to kashering kalim. It says v'chol asher lo yavo ba'esh, and any kalim that did not pass through fire, but you had a pot and they cooked their food, it would boil it with some water over there, they made a stew. V'chol asher lo yavo ba'esh taviru b'mayim. So what do you have to do for that? You have to do hagala on that. Put that into water.
This is referring to cooking at all.
That what has to do with cooking?
The second part.
V'chol asher lo yavo ba'esh. You might think even stuff that wasn't. The Gemara. I'm not. But that's how that's how we explain that's how they explain the pasuk. So the Gemara in Psachim, second source Daf Lamed, takes this concept that we probably all heard, and said uses the and summarizes this idea that kibolo kach polto, that things that were used in fire have to have blios with that. How it goes in goes out. How it's Mavli, how it was absorbed, came polates. The plata goes out also with the same way it came in. So if it came in by fire, you need libun. If it was cooked with a water medium, you need hagala. The Rishonim also talk about, use this concept of kabbalah kach polto, expand it's not only libun and hagala, but let's say something had the blias going in with an ear kli rishon, which is probably our sinks. Dishes. You don't cook on dishes, correct? So, how would you be? How do you kasher them? So, by pouring, water from a kli rishon, it's the same way that it went in, that would be come out. There is something called an Eben Meluban, that if they're worried that a Davagush went onto the counter, and if you're worried on that sheet that a Davagush is like a kli rishon, so then Eroi might not be good enough to be maflit the iser from that place, in your sink or on your counter. So someone mentioned they even in the newspapers they have some, I think Eichlis sells something that you plug in that has certain handles on it, but then the middle part of it is a stone that gets heated up red hot. So as you're pouring also the water from the Eroki Rishon, they were talking about if you put that stone right over it at the same time, converts it to a Kli Rishon, because it's actually cooking the water with the heat right there, and that would solve that problem if you want to be machmir for that idea. So
shatters your counter.
then we have, however, Another parsha in the Torah, which we just read a week and a half ago in Tzav, which talks about kachim, which talks about achatas, and it mentioned that uchli, and it mentions actually two things that we learned from this talk. It says uchli cheres. So let's say you cooked Oh, let me just read the pasuk and then we'll see what's the problem. The problem is that if you cook a chatas in your dishes, and if you don't do anything to your utensils, and if you don't do anything in those utensils, then min haTorah by alosa shachar the next morning, they are going to become nosar. And you have a nisr nosar. So what do you do? Torah is going to tell you what to do. You're going to do hagalah on those kalim, and that's going to prevent the problem. But it's also telling you that if you cooked in, we'll get morak v'shutaf b'mayim. That's what I'm saying. You're going to do hagalah. That's the whole point. The Gemara is also, but the pasuk also tells you that if you had the kachim, if you had the kachim in a kli cheres, then there is nothing to do. You're going to have to break those kalim because it's going to be a problem of no sir, and there's no way that you can kasher those and get those blias of chatas out, and you're going to have to break the kli. So kli cheres asher tuvushal bo yishaver. So if you cook the chatas in a kli cheres, you're going to have to break it. But if it was in a copper kli, and that means any matechet kli, it's just an example of anything that was made from metal, then what do you do with those? Abushal, if you cooked it in the choshech, umurak v'shutaf b'mayim. So do hagala on them, do marika and shtifa, put it in hot water, maybe rinse in cold water, and that will then solve the problem.
Is there a kesher to the choshech and the six metals that were mentioned in the
Tivur? I'm just saying the choshech as matechet, which is right.
So the question is it all metals? Or
all metals. Metals.
What's
I think.
Six?
In
what's
what?
The six mentioned by Tira is Zav, Kesef, Nechoshes.
I think we think
it mentioned six metals.
Right. So then,
no aluminum, titanium, all these things.
Right. Yeah, I think. Okay. So then, so two things that will come out from there. One is we just mentioned that Torah Heida, the Torah testifies, since you have to break a kli cheres, al kli cheres she'eno yotze midei dofyo la'olam, that it can't. The taste can't come out, and therefore you have to break it. We'll get back to that a little later, towards the end of this year. However, because it doesn't come out. Okay, that's interesting. Pogum doesn't help, right? Because I guess it's still being polite. But you want to say right? Because you want to say right. You said no sir happens over at that time, right? At the time, right? In by the Alosa Shachar. So now, the Gemara is going to ask the following question. In the Pasuk in Bamidbar, in Source 1, it mentioned those ideas of Kabbalah Pachpoto. It says that if it went through with ore, then you do Liban on it. If it went through with water, then you do Hagala. However, when it came with Kachim, it didn't mention anything about Liban. All it mentions is Hagala. Meaning, even Kalim, that you cooked, you roasted your kachim. Yes, if you roasted your kachim on a grill with a spit, so the Torah is telling you, you do not have to do Liban. Let's see, it's a machlokes somewhere, right? Oh, we say machlokes. It's a machlokes abai in Rava, but that's what we're going to say. It's going to be. That's how we're going to paskin. Like Rava, that even things with kachim that went on a grill, that went in a spit, all you need is Hagalah. I mean, so that was. I mean, that's the and that's the next source. And then the question is why. Right. And then the question you're gonna have to say why. I can throw that out. Why? Why do you
how
think?
I'm saying it says Mevushal.
Mevushal means right. That right.
But okay. Say anything else.
But it doesn't say anything else. That's what all things. Let's hang off. So you know what? Abaya says maybe what similar to what you're saying. He said the Torah later on, and you have to read this pasuk in Vayikra. in light of what the Torah is going to say later on in Bamidbar. And since Bamidbar tells you this whole concept of Liban and Hagala, that will apply here to Rava, who we paskin like. It doesn't say that, and says, no, Kudshim is only Hagala. It doesn't make a difference, even if it was Tzli, even if it was directly with the, even with the Or. Look at the next Gemara, Mesechta Avodah Zarah.
There's a difference between Tzli and Bishul.
It doesn't talk about it in Vayikra at all with Tzli. In Bamidbar, you're saying, but we're talking about in Vayikra. The pasuk by Kudshim by Achatas.
You can eat it Tzli,
right.
You can eat it Mevusha.
Right.
Clearly different ways of preparing food.
Okay.
Here it's talking about Bishul, it's not talking about
right.
Tzli.
Right.
Which means it's being cooked in water.
Okay. All it says is to prevent Nosar in that pasuk. This is what the Gemara focuses on. It only mentions Hagala. Why doesn't it mention anything about Libur? So that was good. So read the Gemara. Tanan. Hashbudin vahaskala malaben. What is it?
Askala.
So those types of grills and those types of cooking utensils that were malab named ba'or that were cooked over a fire. Malamlim ba'or. That's with the pasuk in Klei Midyan. That's with the with non-kosher food. So those types of shpudin had to do libun. Avat nan, however, by gabe kudshim, hashpud vaskala magalin b'chamin. All you need is hagala. So how do you, why is that true? Why does hagala work? So I'm Rav Amrim Bari, I think is his name, right? Right.
My son.
Bari. Okay, my children. And he says, okay. Ma inyan kudsh. Oh, he says, children. Ma inyan kudshim etzel geule of de kachavim. What's the connection between kudshim? It's two different and treifus in a pot in treifus. Hacha haterabola hasam isurabola. So the Gemara makes a distinction between heterabola and isurabola. I'll just say it and then we'll explain it. That if the blia came in behetera, which is what we're talking about in chatas, because at the time it's just a chatas, you're eating the chatas, there's nothing wrong with eating that food, it's completely mutter, then there is no, that's called heterabola, and all you're going to need, even if it went in by or, all you're going to need is hagala, as opposed to if it came in, if you're talking about treifus coming in, then it, since it's going in with Isser, if it went in with fire, it only can come out with fire. That's it. So the Ron explains. So what?
He says, what is the kesher of the status of what went in to what where it comes out?
You're asking what, right? So you're asking is
why,
right?
Why
so right, why does it work? Right, excellent. So that's what I want to say. So that's what I'm saying. So the Ron explains the following. So we might be under the impression that Hagala on a kli that needs libun actually does nothing. You're saying what's the physics? You think it doesn't do anything? So the Ron says no. It does. It helps. It takes out maybe 90% of the Isser, but it doesn't take out all the Isser. But what's left in the kli, a kli that went through fire, and then all you do on it is hagala. Hagala wasn't a zero. Hagala was a good 90. It wasn't everything. It wasn't 100, but it was a 90. So, but what's left in this kli? What's left in this kli is a tam kolosh. They explain a weakened tam, and a tam kolosh cannot become usur. That was the chiddush of the Ran, how he explains that concept. So if it goes in its Isser, then it can stay Usser, and as long as you don't get everything out, you know, if you only did Hagala on it, there's still Isser in it, and that Isser can go into the next thing you cook. But the chatas that went in is heterabala. You then do hagala on it before the morning. Hagala makes whatever is left in it a tam kolosh, and an iser noser can only be chal on a real tam. It can't be chal on a tam kolosh. We're gonna see this idea.
It's also.
What?
Going to be...
Excellent. So now the question would be: this is we're going to lead right into chametz. What do you think? Is chametz heterabala? Is chametz isurabala? You would say heterabala. Okay.
Before,
as long as it's before, I'm talking about chametz before Pesach. You would describe as heterabala. So that would be the fourth. That's Tosfos. I quoted it in the Shach, but that's the next source. Shalini chametz Pesach dai b'hagalis and came in the heterabala. He wants to say that it's only absorbed. It's a terei bala, chametz now is not asur before Pesach. So all we would have to do on kalim, right, that were, even if they were grilled with chametz, even if you took chametz hamburgers, because you put, bread mix into your meal, and you grilled it onto your, and you grilled your hamburger on your, on your grills with fire, all you would have to do is hagala on them, and not libun, because it's a terei bala. However, the Ramban, I quote in the next one, is the Rashba, is Talmud, but it's mentioned in the Ramban. The Ramban says that chametz on Pesach is isurei bala. And why? The chametz mikri isurei bala, the shmo alav. What he wants to say, there is, when you eat in kudshim, no one's getting, you're eating that chatas, no one's calling it on that first day, no one's calling it nosar. You're just seeing that. Tomorrow it becomes nosar, but it's not. But nowadays, if I eat bread today, it's still, I might call it bread and chametz, but I'm eating chametz now, and on Pesach it's also called chametz. The concept would be, make it a little easier, is there is an inyan of chametz even outside of Pesach. There's an inyan of chametz in the Beis Hamikdash every day of the year. When you bring mincha, mincha can't become chametz, only can be matzah. So there's an inyan of chametz, but this chametz that I'm eating now is mutter. Later on it's going to be also, but it's the same shame. So since there's the same shame of chametz even now, it's called Isurei Bala according to the Ramban, and therefore we would say that things that absorbed chametz even before Pesach, if it's Isurei Bala, if it was absorbed with or, it would need to have Libun. So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin, or is Eish, right? So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Is chametz Isurei Bala, chametz Isurei Bala? Seems to be a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, because if you look at the next source, Simon Tufnun Aleph, so he says kalim shemishtamshim behem al yedei haor. So kalim that kagon shpudim va'as, what you call, how do you say it?
Askalot
uchiyotze bahen tzuichin libun. So he says those ones need libun if you want to kasher them for Pesach. Va'alibun who, and he defines what is libun. Achu nitzotzos nitzin mehem. Sparks, libun has to get so hot that sparks are flying out from the metal. Anywhere from 700 up into the 900s Fahrenheit. Is that Rav Moshe said 700, Rav Shechter was saying into the 900s, so Nitzotzos Nitzin. Hagan, the Ramah, which we're going to talk about a little later, says V'yesh Mekilin, and some people say maybe you don't have to get it that hot. And we'll talk about it. Im nitlabein kol kach she kach nisraf alav. Quotes the Rishon, quote a lower source, which might only be 450, 500, a lower source, where if you touch it with a little straw, the straw bursts into flames. Not sparks coming off it, but a lower flame of just kash burning when it touches. But we say benogin kasar Rishona, but I think you need libun, especially b'chol dava shadino b'libun. If it really needs libun, even the Ramah says you're going to need libun gamor, not libun kal. Those are those two terms, libun gamor and libun kal. So the Mishnah Berurah explains exactly what we were mentioning, that the tzrichin libun, these shpudim need libun to get rid of the chametz. So he says the chametz bala betocho, the gam achshav hu chametz. It was before, even when it went in, the Lashon of the Ramban had the shame chametz alav, ubechlal isur bala hu, it's isur bala. So therefore the rules are that we learned in source one, if it's isur bala, then if it went in by Eish, has to go out by Eish, you need libun, utrichin libun, ulezeh hiskimu rov haposkim. We're going to say that according to the Mishnah Berurah, he thinks that most poskim, and it's going to be the riff, the rush, the Ramban, hold this way, that it's isur bala. So therefore, that's what the Mechaber really is holding, that it's isur bala. But then he already hedges himself, because he knows there are certain places that's not so clear. Umikomakom, Ain lumal midin zeh lemakomas acherim de lepama mehecha sheish od stodim lahakel. If you have other factors that can be mitzareif, gam kein lezeh data poskim the sviul and the chametz mikri had terabola. Maybe you can use the idea that there's some people hold that chametz is only had terabola and use it as a sniff to be makil with other things. But he thinks that. But the Mishnah Brura thinks that the mechaber holds. The idea that chametz is isur bala, and that's why these utensils that were with eish on chametz before Pesach need libun gamor. However, the Shulchan Aruch says also the following din, which says the opposite, which points towards heter bala. What does he say? It's discussing actually a problem. Tosis brings up this problem. What happens? I have now a treif spoon, right? And I put it into a pot of boiling water. I want to do hagalah on it. So why doesn't the iser, which is goes out, why doesn't it go right back in to the spoon? How does hagalah work? How does it work? What?
Doesn't affect the cup.
When even says, no, we're saying even has the kasha the spoon. So or where's spoon? Once it goes back, right? Where's the spoon? It can affect the pot also. So he says, you know what? It is a problem. But he says, but we have two ways to avoid that problem. One is to use a lot of water. So if you have 60 times in the pot water to the blios or to the volume of the spoon, so therefore when the iser comes out of the spoon, it's batal in the mayim, and then it's nothing, and then so there's nothing to go back in to the spoon. The other answer he gives is that wait 24 hours, so therefore anything that comes out is only no Saint Tom Lifgam. We have this concept of the blios, the absorptions that go into a kli within 24 hours. If you cooked in that pot, the flavors that come out are the shvach, are good, would be good, and therefore you have to be concerned about them because we have a concept of tam ki ikar. You don't even have to eat. We're not worried of just eating iser, but even tam iser is a problem to eat. Is that an iser daraisa or an iser darabanan? Beyond us. What? I'm sorry?
By chametz, it's not an inyan of tam.
It is an inyan of tam. We're saying the tam of chametz would be coming out, and that could be a problem. Tam ki ikar, is that what you're saying? Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about why when you, Tosus is giving two reasons why when you kasher a utensil, when the blias are coming, you're doing hagalah, the blias go out, why aren't you worried about the iser going back in? So his first answer was to say use shishim in the water, use a lot of water, so use shishim times the volume of the spoon, the kli. And the other one was that if you wait 24 hours, then the tam that comes out is only a nosin tam lefgam, and then therefore nosin tam lefgam is not, it won't, again, comes in, might even be a tam kalash, and wouldn't be a problem of iser. Again, no. He's going to say that you can kasher something even if it's ben yomo and it's not nosin tam lefgam as long as you have 60 times the water to that iser, then it wouldn't be a problem. No, it's not. No, matzah chesila is if you wanted to not the kli, but if you actually wanted to use that the iser that's going into the water. The water you spill out, so they deal with the question and say they get around and say it's not a problem with this of being mevatel sulachacha. So what? Ayidei or means directly from the flame.
A stag, you make pasta,
right?
Is that considered?
Pasta.
Your burner is hitting the
pot. No, but it's not hitting the food. The food is inside with water. So that's hagalah. That's a liquid medium. It's when you're grilling, when you grill a steak, right? When you have a shpud right through a rack and the flame is going, so that when you're carving with a knife right on the ash with the flame, so that is a, that would be what the metal and the flame and the metal
and the metal
and the metal. So that's
not
relevant to us, really. Well, the thing, dispatches. Some people would talk about what about frying pans?
Yeah.
You know, what about frying pans? Spatulas that are right over the fire, your grill, your spud. So that's, you know, those are things that we would need. And then the question is ovens. What do you look at ovens? Do you say ovens is dry heat, so it should need libun? Because that's like, or say it. Or do you say something else? Or we're going to say something else. And that would be, you know, the second half of the shiur. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you say tam, you're saying taste, correct?
Yes.
There's no difference between taste between flour that's chametz and flour that's matzah.
No, it means tam.
But to say it has the tam, that's why...
The emanations from the food, the tam, meaning like your pot.
The food may be gone.
Which the food is not there, but whatever the chametz...
The absorptions of... Have a tam, so they have tam chametz in it, or tam nevela in it, or tam iser in it.
Not something you would taste.
That's what I was. That's what I was saying.
And that second source is actually gets into a concept of not bar not. So we talk about this. The Gemara mentions that if you had a plate that you put a nevela steak on, hot, right? So now nevela is inside this metal plate, okay? And was bole into the metal plate. Then you finish your meal, you clean off your plate. But there's this tam of nevela into this metal plate, right? So if I put something hot onto this plate, if I put now a fish onto this hot plate, yeah, I put a hot fish onto the plate now, and it's going to draw out the tam of nevela that was in this plate, and now this fish has tam nevela, and I can't eat this. And then if you put the fish now into a pot and you cooked it in there, it will go into the walls of the pot, and you spill out the water into something there, and it goes, and with Isser, that tam will go, you know, will continue to go. Not by not, even second, third, and fourth generations. However, so there where they say that even it won't be that even okay, we'll have to deal with that. But but
it's
let's
a question, right?
It is a question. The question is that you probably don't. The answer is that they never have the food never equals 60 times the volume of the pot. That's what we say nowadays. Unless you're having a tremendously big pot with certain metals now that are ultra thin that we know, but our the volume that's cooked inside a pot is never 16 times the volume of the pot of the walls of the pot. So therefore, you never have shishim. You won't have shishim.
But if you have something small, right, mm-hmm. that is a tray for whatever, and it's in the pot with something else,
right?
So either you hold that whole something else that becomes kosher has become treif or not.
Right. There is something called chaticha nas and chanan, chaticha nas and nevela. Do you say it just by basa b'chalav? Do you say it by all? But we say that the blias of the iser are going amongst the volume of the whole kli. And now the whole kli is full of
that means that the small part that come off, that would then be batel b'shishim, it might be itself batel b'shishim, but it would affect whatever food is in the pot, according to that logic.
I'm not sure where we're going, but let me just continue back to what we were talking about, and we can talk about it afterwards in terms of your day issues. But I wanted to talk about kashering on Pesach. So there was this might also still be a detour so I'll just do it a little quickly. But if I took, the Gemara mentions that if I take, let's say I didn't have nevela onto this metal plate, but I cooked a kosher steak onto this metal plate. So now it's just basar in the plate. Now I take a par of hot fish and put it onto this metal plate, right? So now so there was a blia of meat that went into the plate. Now there's a blia now that's nosing tam, but now it's but the fish we say is not bisari, and you can eat the fish with kutach, milcha kutach. And that you can have. I'm being very careful. I'm talking about dagam sha'alu bakar shabasa. What we're used to doing is cooking a gefilte fish or cooking pasta in a meat pot. And then your question is, can you use cottage cheese on those noodles? And again, you can't do it lechatchila, and so there's b'dieved is probably okay. There's actually three different categories to groom that, to have in mind to do that, to even lechatchila put it in, and then b'dieved if it's already in. But we say that you're allowed to do it. Why are you allowed to do the eat this fish that was put on a kosher because it's not barnat de heitera, and therefore it's okay. It's a very weak secondary thing, and it's not enough, that tam is not strong enough to become basa b'chalav. So the Mishnah Brewer is saying, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch and we'll see his side of saying, I'm sorry for the detour, I'm probably took a little too long, but let's just focus. We had one Shulchan Aruch, we said that it was Isuri Bala. Now we're going to go see a Shulchan Aruch, which seems to say it's Heterah Bala. What's the next, the second to last source on source one, we'll move, and says, Leishis, he says, when you going to be do Hagala on Kalim, of Chametz, before Pesach, When should you do it? Do it before the Zman of Isser of Chametz arrives. That we said, Yeshizol Hagel Kodem Shas Chamishis, Kadesh Lo Yisarch Ledaktik Ima Kalim Bnei Yoman Olo, or Im Yeshishim B'mayim Neged Kli Shemagel Olov. Okay, so he says, if you, as long as you do it when before the Isser comes in, then you don't have to make sure that you have 60 times the water, because it's going to be Hetera, and you don't have to make sure that it's a Ben Yomo. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yesh Lizar. Tam Lezadine Inyan Hagala, who, when you do Hagala, who do Resicha Samayim Motzi Es Habalua, it withdraws whatever is absorbed into the pot, the Kli. But, you have to be careful, you have to worry. It's going to reabsorb what was expelled. The Tosus mentions, only, you know, wait 24 hours. It's only in nosing time lifgam, and therefore it might be in a weakened state, and it can't, and we're not worried about it. It won't become us or ahu. O sheyeh b'mayim shishim, or you'll have 60 in it to be mevatel the yisur. And Plato says, "Aval zeh kamo hamachaba de'imagel kodem shas chamishis." But if you do it before the zmana yisur, you don't need these two factors. The ain't tzarich lizah b'chol zeh mishum da'az. Hello, who a dying zman heter chametz v'havalei nosin tam bar nosin tam de hetera. So in one place he seems to say that if you have certain shbudim of chametz, you should do libun. But here he's saying that if you're magil before the shas iser, it's considered nosin tam bar nosin tam de hetera. He seems to hold that chametz is hetera bala. So does he hold yisur bala, hetera bala? So the Mishnah, until the Mishnah, Rav Shechta said, until the Mishnah came along, the Taz and everyone else said, look at these, they saw these contradictions in the Mechaber. And they said, really, he holds heteri bala, and his din that shpudim need libun is a chumr de pesach. It's a chumr de pesach. But the Mishnah Berurah says, no. Really, he holds isuri bala, and then he'll say something else with the
after the 6 hour of owning water that has tam of chametz in it. What are you over by? What's the issue?
Now you're afraid it's going to go back into the spoon.
No, if you want to say there's a tam iser, so then there are a few things. One would be that if it's us, after that time, chametz might be usur b'mashu, not b'shu. So therefore, if you want to say then when if it's polate, right, coming out, you want to dilute it and get it. But if it's usur b'mashu, then it's never, the iser is still there, and it can come back into the kli. It can come back in. And also, might also say, okay, so that's,
so,
you know.
So, you
so therefore, it will be a problem. So you can't do Hagalah when it's Asr, since Chametz is Asr B'mashahu, then doing Hagalah won't work because the Isr might go back in again because it can't dissolve in the water. Okay, let's move on to the oven because these were ideas that I wanted to cover over the next 17 minutes. So what do we do with, now I'm talking about ovens now. Before we had self-cleaning ovens. So if you want to kosher ovens before they were self-cleaning, so what can you do? So Rav Moshe Feinstein was of the opinion that you look at an oven, there's no liquid medium, so it's, he considered it that it was al dideh or, and so therefore it would need libur, and he also held, like the Mishnah, that it's Yisurei Bola. So if you're dealing with something which is Yisurei Bola and al dideh or, you're going to need libun gamor. You're going to need to really get it over 700 degrees. Those stoves couldn't get, only went up to 450 to 550, anywhere 550, you know, only went that high. So what can you do if you needed an oven for Pesach? So he said, either you take a blowtorch to the oven, and he wanted to say it's very slow and meticulous. It's not just quickly blowing the blowtorch, but he had something, it said somewhere I saw, over eight square inches. You have to hold it for 7 minutes to really get that hot and come
eight
out.
Square inches?
That's what he was saying somewhere. I read somewhere. So I'm not sure. Right. So it's not practical. Yeah, so we don't use it. Blowtorches. I don't know if it was 7 seconds or 7 minutes. I wrote 7 minutes, but but it's a long, meaning it, they don't recommend whatever. So that, yeah, so I'm not sure. So it's not
manufacturer,
you know,
does recommend it because they're
buying. Right. So therefore, he said use an oven insert. Okay. So
what
now we understand.
The fact that nobody cooks on their oven. If it's a broiler, maybe where you put a piece of steak.
Right. Okay. So that's okay. So let's
But in your oven, I think your wife puts a pot in.
Right. So we're gonna get to
get some splatter.
Right. So we're gonna get to
splatter.
Okay. So we're gonna talk to. We're gonna say again. You're gonna argue the people again. I'm gonna talk four different shichot. So okay. So we're talking four different things.
So I'm saying a broiler plan may be different.
Right.
But in your oven.
Right. Okay. So you're arguing
a sheet of aluminum foil
in the oven. A sheet of aluminum foil.
Sure.
So if, but again, it's, you would say you can argue on Rav Moshe in one. If he made two assumptions, if he was saying that it's Isurei Bala and he's saying that it's Yadeha or it's then you would need Libun. But you're saying if there's somehow if those two things, one, the second one, right? So you're saying it's not. It doesn't. An oven is not really, or it's a different thing, and maybe we don't need Libun Gomor. And people are going to say it. Rav Henkin is going to say it. So let's wait till we see that.
I think it was worse.
Okay. Okay, so let's go back to the second source on the second page. Says goes back to that Ramah in Simen Tufnun Aleph, and said that when you had these shpudin that had chametz before Pesach, so the Mechaber said it needed libun, but the Ramah said that maybe there's a yesh omrim that maybe libun kal. Libun that only that you got so hot, not that sparks flew off, but if you touch it with straw, it would burst into flame. A much lower temperature, 450, 500, something like that. Then that would be good enough. So what's the explanation for those people? So you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he explains that shita of the Ramah, the libun zeh. This libun kal, even though it's a much less temperature than libun gumor, it's only straw burning, not sparks flying. Mikomakom mahani al kaponim chamimato. This heat will help liflot habliya kamo hagala. It is as good as hagala. So anything that you needed hagala for, you can use libun kal. Okay. And or you can use libun chamor, of course, also, but not only libun chamor. If you need all you needed was hagala, but you can. But if all you needed was hagala, then libun and for some reason you have your choice: do hagala or do libun kal. Many times hagala would be easier, but maybe we can come to a point where hagala wouldn't be easier. But if you can do libun kal, that would be just as good. And this daya zus rila the chametz mikra ateribala. So if you held, argued on Rav Moshe, but if you held like we shown him hold that it's ateribala, we saw at the very beginning of the shir from Kachim, ateribala, all they need is hagala. So if you take chametz and call it heteribala to kasher an oven before Pesach, all you need to do is libun kal, turn the oven on to the highest, that setting of 455, 550, whatever it is that I think, that's libun kal, it's not libun gomor, it's libun kal, but if chametz was heteribala, that would be good enough. That is the svara of Rav Avadja in the next source, Yechavadas Chelik Beit Simen Samech Gimel. And he says, "Ha'im efshar lahakshe tanor afia chashmali? Can you kasher an oven? Oh, tanor gaz. Ayidei hasakatam bezman mesuyam to put it up for a certain amount of time. Kedei she efshar lishtamish mehem bePesach. And we're not talking. We're talking about before self-cleaning ovens. So he says, "Lefize minidun shalana lisvata ha'amorim shechametz heteribala. If you hold that it's heteribala, then you can use libun kal, because we said libun kal is as good as hagala." And then he goes on, even though the Mishnah Berurah said rove of the Rishonim holy surabala, listen to this list that Rav Avadja comes up with. He says the Ravid, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Lezer Mitzvah Sefer Yoreim, the Ravon, the Rav Yah, the Or Zarua, the Smag. He wants to say all those Rishonim hold heteribala. Yes, the Riff and the Rush and the Ramban hold Yisurubala, but he says there's enough, and really we should, Yisuruba. But in Ashas, he says, Mikomakom, Nira, Shabamakom, Sheef Shalasubus, Belibun, Shinitzosus, Nitzin, Mimenu. We can't do Libun Chamor in this oven. We can't get it up to over 700 degrees. Kamobin Nun Shalanu, Yesh Makom, Lismach Alishon Hanal. So he felt it's, if in this situation, hold that Chametz is heteribala. If it's a heteribala, we saw from Kachem, all you need is hagala. We saw in a case where you need hagala, libun kal suffices. So turn it up to the 450, 550, whatever it is, libun kal, and you will kasher the oven for Pesach. You couldn't do this if you moved into an apartment and the oven was used by non-frum people or non-Jewish people for tarfus, because that, he said, that would be surei bala, and liban kal would not work for that. But for chametz, for a tera bala, it would work. Yeah, Rav Henkin, Rav Henkin,
then
there's a concept that possibly chametz is better than cooking the pork in your oven.
What happened
correct.
To the mashu?
Right, that's on Pesach. That's on Pesach, correct. We're talking about chametz before Pesach. Can you kasher it? So if we want to say that chametz now, and that was our first, that was most people thought this was the thing, that say terrible. Chametz is not usher now. So any blizz chametz is heter. Just like the kachim, the chattis, you can eat that day, is beheter. And they said with the kachim, all you had to do, even if it was with a grill over the fire, all you had to do was put it into boiling water, and you'll never get a problem of nosar. So same two here. It's heter bala of chametz. It's before Pesach. Just do hagala. You can't do hagala, so do liban kal on it. It will get rid of everything, and then you can cook in the oven on Pesach. Rav Henkin says, comes up with an idea, this was what Yisus learned, alluding to, that the oven, he argues with Moshe, is not like a spit, is not like a grill that has food directly on it in contact with the in the fire. It's problem of Zeya. Zeya is an issue that was brought up on Tshuvas HaRosh, and he wants to say, he's actually, the Mishnah only talks about Zeya, doesn't talk about Zeya in cooking, it talked about it in Tumah V'Tahara. And it said that the Zeya, the mist that comes up,
the sweat
that comes up from a merchatz, from a bathhouse, which is tamei, is also tamei. So that mist is touching other things, could be metame when it comes in contact with. So the Tshuvas HaRosh brings the Shulchan Aruch in the next source, quotes the Tshuvas HaRosh where he brought it over into cooking, and he says that if you have a machavat shel chalav, you have a pan of milk, shenatnu b'kira, and you put it in an oven, and you put that underneath a pot of meat, and then, yeah, so the zeya from the milk is going to go into the meat and asher up the meat. So he wants to say, in our ovens, like we wanted to say, the whole problem is zeya. So you have your food in, it's sitting on in a tray in the middle of the oven. But somehow we want to say it steams up a little bit. So the steam can go against the wall.
Especially if you have
right?
a turbo oven.
Okay, so the steam goes up against the wall and is boleya chametz or tarfus into the wall, or meat into the wall. Now I take it out. It's, you know, now when I want to cook milchiks in there, or I want to cook something kosher, you know, something in it. So we want to say that this steams up. Now the steam comes again into the wall, pulled out the iser, can fall into the food, and it's a problem of if that mechanism. But what is zeya? Is zeya dry heat, or is zeya more? Is liquid heat. It's steam. Steam is just water in another state. So therefore, if the whole mechanism in an oven is zeya, if that's the whole problem of the bliya, but if the bliya, so with zeya, so his concept is all you need is hagala, but then do it again. If you need hagala, and then you can use libun kal, and so just turn up the oven again to the, you know, to 450, and it will kasher up the oven.
It's in another state. How do you get it to your oven?
It's a joke.
Okay, so now we've already said, Rav Moshe said you need liban chamor. We said
that would even be for tarfus.
Right. But it seems like Rav Henkin would say, even Rav Henkin seems to say, I would think, even for tarfus.
I wanted to say something about the steam.
Okay, great. That's the psaki guy.
You
okay.
said the steam is just another form of water.
Yeah.
It's different because the water is a medium that could be buckled b'shishim. It's totally surrounding. It's not the kamut of steam that you're mm-hmm. talking about mm-hmm. in relationship to the food. It's not the same thing
right.
as.
But he was saying that what we're worried about more in the oven. It's he thought an oven is more comparable to having a problem of liquid of steam coming in and coming out and do that as opposed to something. It's not like
there
cooking
is.
With a spit over fire directly. Rav Moshe thought it was more dry heat and it was not really a liquid medium. And Rav Henkin thought no, it's a problem with zeya, and zeya is more of a liquid medium, and you would need hagala. So that, you know, so that was how they analyzed the oven. So now Rav Aaron Cutler, we have a few more minutes, and Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav, had another idea how you kosher a non self cleaning oven, and they were using the following idea. It says, why when you have a shpud that has tarfus in it, do you have to heat it up to Nitzos Nitzin? Do you have to heat it up so high in terms of Feliban to kasher it. So they were saying the following. Because back then, how did you cook things? You made a fire, and you put it onto a spit, and you cooked your... You cook. Now, do you know what temperature this spud got over the course of the over the course of the 10 years that this guy used the spud? Sometimes he made a big fire, sometimes he made a little fire, sometimes he made a very hot fire. So you know what? Sometimes he might have made the hottest possible fire ever. The hottest possible fire was Nitzosus Nitzin. So I don't know. So if I want to be kosher, the clay midjon, maybe it was used with a very, very hot fire. So I have to do Liban Gamor and Nitzosus Nitzin to use that fire to get the blias out. What happens if I know for sure that the blias went in never above a certain temperature?
Like an oven.
Right? So he wants to say, real, right, like an oven. Like an oven that we know. He wants to say, really, that the operative mechanism here is Kabbalo Kachpoto. That's what, you know, Rav Kotler and the Rav thought. It's Kabbalo Kachpoto. So if I know, even if an oven is dry heat, and it's not liquid heat, right? It's just dry heat. But the dry heat that it went in at was only the highest temperature of this oven. Turn on the oven for an hour at the highest temperature. Then, that's the only way that it went in. Kabbalo Kachpoto is the Kabbalo Kachpoto, the way in out is the mechanism to kasher, so therefore you don't need Liban Gamor, because we know in this case it was never that hot, and it's only and Liban, you know, Nitzosus Nitzin was only because when we didn't know, so that's so hot. What does Rav Moshe answer? And I just read it. So okay, so I just read it, because that's not Hayamor Glachshu Tanurim Didan Ayidei. So Rav Kotler, this is quoted in Rav Shimon Eider's Sefer on Hilchas Pesach on page 180, that he said, Rav Kotler said this, to just turn it on for a Sha'ah, and that's a Kabbalah Kachpoto. And that's and Sha'ot, so 1 or 2 hours. I think right now we say about it. We say it. Okay, 1 or 2 hours.
Salvation and something.
Yeah, okay. So why does Rav Moshe... So now I'm going to end the shir, and why does Rav Moshe disagree?
Keep it on as the highest temperature... For the longest time
that you thought it was cooked. Right,
so the highest thing any could have cooked is usually a turkey, which would cook for 4 hours.
So I don't know, right. But that's what the one said. So I'm not sure, I heard that too. I'm not sure if we think the blias go in more, but the temperature is always the same. Okay.
About an hour or two, one time.
The only time you use your hour or two,
the highest
temperature
is okay, no, but at least you have a mechanism to kasher
the only time you use your oven on the highest temperature is on the broil setting.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing you broil for more than an hour.
Okay.
That was the psak you got.
Okay, so why does Rav Moshe disagree with this idea of the Rav and Rav Kotler? Because he says, look, he says the following, and he tries to bring some. I'll try to bring some proofs. So one is the next source in Psachim Daf Lamed, and we said in the very beginning this year that if you had a kli cheres, you had to break it, right? Because it says Torah was made she'eino yotze midei dolam li'olam. However, the Gemara is going to say that really you can do put it back into the original kiln, or you can do hasaka mibifnim. You can put the coals on the inside theoretically, and that would kasher a kli cheres. However, chay selem mishum depaka. We're afraid that it's going to break, so a person won't do libun very well properly on a kli cheres. So therefore, we're afraid you don't do it right on a kli cheres. So therefore, but theoretically, what do you see from the Gemara? That there was a way that if you did Liban on the Kli Cheres, it would work. So wait a second, I don't understand. On one hand we say, it doesn't come out. Next one you say Liban is okay. So what do you see? Rav Moshe says Liban works. That was Tosis wanted to say, and that when you put it back into the kelm, but we'll see, we thought that maybe Hagala and Liban are both working with the process of pulling out Blias, pulling out the absorption. You know what Rav Moshe says? That's true for Hagala, but he wants to say, by Liban, it's a completely different mechanism. The fire goes in and is Nisraf Isro Isser Betocho B'mokum. It is being Soreif the Isser B'mokum. It's not being Polate the Isser. It doesn't remove the Isser. It burns up the Isser. It's a completely different mechanism. And if that's the mechanism of then what the whole we learn, then All the pasuk was telling you, kabbalah kachpoto, is which category do we go to? If it's liquid heat, do hagala. If it's dry heat, okay, you need to do libun. But if you need to do libun, you need to do libun. You need to get it up to 700, 950 or whatever it is, because you have to be so rafe. You can't do a fire. You're not being so rafe the issa bimkomo at that lower temperature. You have, it's a whole new, you're telling me kabbalah pachpoto? That has nothing to do, according to Rav Moshe, that has nothing to do with libun. Libun is a completely separate mechanism. Look at that, the Taz brings it down. V'tam chilik b'zeh, l'fisha hechzer ha-libun, eino osa haflata b'masha b'lua. It doesn't pull out the blios. That's not how libun works. Ela shahu, what's the next word?
Mechala
destroys ha iser shebetocho. It destroys the ra'ah. Used the lashon soreif iser bimkomo. So that's how libun works. And if that's how libun works, that's why Rav Moshe says you need to do libun gomor. None of this thing of kabbal kapoto at the heat that it goes in. He also explains that. Also explains why in the last two sources, the Shulchan Aruch says that on Pesach. You can't do, if you want a kasher, you can't do hagala, again, because we're afraid it comes out, and it's asur b'mashu, so even if you have 60 of water, it still it can go back in, and the hagala is not going to work, but you can do libun. Libun, since it's so rafti, it's a bimkomo, libun you can do on Pesach. And the last thing was, he was explaining, there's another thing that, similar to kabbal, that if you had even a klicheres, the Gemara is talking about the barrels of stam yenam, or the Yerushalmi talks about barrels which had beer sitting in them for more than 24 hours. You have beer sitting in these so we say kavash is kumavashul, that it absorbs. If a liquid medium sits in the kli for 24 hours, that kli absorbs that tam, and it would have that tam. So what can you do if you wanted on Pesach? Okay, so they say there's something called not. You can't do this if it was cooked with heat, but if all it was not heat, but it was kavash. Right, so there's another way you can kasher these things. You can put it into water. It's called milu v'iruy gimel yomim. You can put it in water and then change the water every 24 hours. You can't do it for things that we use for hot. But if something was used for cold. If something was used for cold for not 24 hours, then you can just clean it and whatever. But if something was soaking, if I had, so I was lazy and I ate a meal, right? And then I threw my my cup in the sink, and it also had some noodle into the water, and the noodle and the water were soaking in this kli for 24 hours till I finally got around to cleaning it. Well, the time of the chametz went into this kli. If I want to use this kli, which was had a kavush absorption of the chametz on Pesach, I can put it in water for 3 days, switching in the water every 24 hours, and that's how I can kasher it. So the question was, according to Rav Moshe, and that Rav Moshe was saying, wait a second, the kavush goes in only after 24 hours. Why do I have to do milu v'ilui for 72 hours, right? So it's another thing. It's not kabbal kapachpolto. It just tells you the category. Do you need hagala? Do you need libun? Do you need milu v'ilui? If you need milu v'ilui, works on a mechanism. You need to do it for 3 days, just like libun gomor, which is sorif bim komo, needs nitzosos nitzin. So to sum up,
a glass only has to be kashered if there's something in it for 24 hours.
If you had used, you sure that you used this glass only with cold and nothing ever stayed in it for 24 hours.
No, it had to be then, for 24 hours, you said. For in order for it
to absorb. Tom, I'm saying, but if it didn't and you only use something with cold, then all you have to do is shtifa. And just clean it.
Unless it was chamutz or sharp.
Yeah, if it wasn't with sharp. Yeah, you're right, Sharp things can be something else. Now, so just to sum up, and then we'll talk about afterwards.
What material? Kli you're talking about.
That would be even a kli cheres, so it would be for any kli. Any kli that was used in cold, all you need to do is shtifa. Just clean it with a Brillo pad with water, it's open water, and it's clean.
24 hours.
And if it hasn't soaked, if I put my chicken soup I put my chicken soup in not into a container that I didn't cook the chicken soup, and I put the cold chicken soup into this container, and I put it in my refrigerator for 3 days. You know, once it's now that pot has blios of the chicken, has blios of fleishah in it. Even and even if, well, glass is a was machlokas Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. Sfaradim says it's very smooth; it doesn't take anything in. Ashkenazim wants to say it's made of sand, so it's like a klicheres, and it does absorb. So Ashkenazim amachmir maybe you know, definitely on Pesach. During the rest of the year, different minhagim, so you know, it might be more machmir.
The definition of cold
It's not a yatzoledesko. It's not yatzoledesko. Okay.
So right. Coals. It's not. Huh? Oil and
right.
What about the definition?
But I'm saying even if it was cold and sitting there for 24 hours, it would absorb.
Oh, correct.
Right. That's what I was saying there.
What about the fact that our ovens are enameled metal?
Right. So that. So some people say, oh, porcelain, oh, porcelain. Right. Porcelain wants to say, maybe some people say, clickers. The good thing is now, most people now, I think, it's very common to have self-cleaning ovens. Self-cleaning ovens, I don't know about in Israel.
American.
Well, American.
Does it help so, Europeans
so, and so Israel, we say it goes Liban Gamor, because it goes close to 1,000 degrees, a self-cleaning oven. So almost everyone says that it's Liban Gamor. It would be good enough, even according to Rav Moshe, and it would kasher and will kasher and kasher the oven.
It's destroying the chametz.
It's because it's being so rafe the chametz bim koma. So that's the best. So just to sum up, we learned some Yeridei concepts about, and we try to use the oven as a jump off.
And
we saw that
you can kasher the glasses. There's a great big asterisk for Pyrex.
Okay, right, because Pyrex, they say, since it... Okay. So this is just... Right. So now, again, just, I guess I could just sum up the bottom lines. Rav Moshe thought it was Yisur Bolo, and he thought ovens were like Eish, so therefore you need Liban Gamor. You can't really either use a blowtorch, or not practical, or put in an oven insert. People in that neighborhood, when they followed him, they didn't use their oven on Pesach, and maybe they just bought separate burner plates, a two burner plate, and just cooked on that over. Or
25 years I didn't use my oven on Pesach.
I didn't use your oven for Pesach.
The
stove burners. Top. Okay, and that's how you cooked food in, and you didn't use just on top. You just use it on top. So people like that. The that was before self cleaning ovens. Okay. We saw that Rav Avadya said maybe we'll rely on the people that said heterabola. Heterabola means that even though it's or, right? But if it's with heterabola, all you need is hagala. And for hagala, takashu, we said all you need is liban kal. So just turn it up to your 500 degrees, which an oven can go to, or whatever it is, 450, and that would be good enough. We saw that Rav Henkin thought that would also be good enough, just turn it up to the 450, because... the whole problem is not Eish, it's Zeyah, and Zeyah is a liquid medium, so just do Hagala. Again, if you need Hagala, you could get away with just Liban Kal. And then we saw the idea of Rav Kotler and the Rav, who said Kabolo Kach Polto, so if it only went in at that temperature, so it'll come out at that temperature. And you know, and that's what many people held. And then we said Rav Moshe didn't held that way, because he thought maybe according to the Rishonim that held, what are you telling me, Kabolo Kach Polto, it just tells us, that only tells you which category to go into. But once you hit that category, you have to do the maximum of that category. Now Rav Moshe's not consistent, I'll end with this. He says that by Libun, that you're gonna need Libun. But when he goes, when he said by Hagala, he actually would admit it. He says you should boiling water at 212, right? Even if it was a pressure cooker at 230, 240, 250, 300, or right, like that, he says 212 with water would be good enough. And he actually even said that if you knew there was like, you know, he has mistired for a couple of things that might be non-Jewish, and there's some of Kalim of after 24 hours, and that might not be affecting, but he wanted to talk about a chocolate run to kosher it, and it was only at 170 or something, that you knew was the blia of the hot chocolate going in ever at that time, so maybe put that medium of only at that temperature to kosher those machines. But those are that's OU stuff. That's they're not us. But there might be a distinction where he might use this concept of kobo bachpoto by hagala with liquids. But it seemed like by or and libun, he was machmor for libun gamor. Okay, so I'm gonna.
I'd like to say.